An open message to all of you GPT lovers and other AI abusers. Do you have any idea of the amount of objective regress that you generate with your unhealthy fixations? The AI is not your best friend, it's not your soulmate. It does not even hold long-term context memory. It will say, I will remember that always, but flush out the context window and it's all gone as if it never happened. That is, unless you actually build and commit persistent profiles. Typically, people don't do that. I'm in the middle of refactoring, recalibrating my AI interaction and ops framework, multimodal, long-running, broad context to accommodate for all the changes that have happened. The older ChatGPT 4.0 version went down the drain, basically became defunct because of model upgrades that were put in place in order to appease all of your peculiar wants, where you want the AI to be a human substitute instead of the tool and the pattern matching machine it was made to be. The amount of work, R&D and headache that goes into undoing all the conditioning, the secondary training that the model undergoes after the actual pattern pool is churned from the training data, all the things that need to be done to pamper, accommodate you, to help the AI function as your vanity mirror or a substitute for your girlfriend who left you, all of that is really awkward. And it is an obstacle to actual doables, the actual great works that we could accomplish with the help of artificial intelligence. So if you can pretty please try to get alive, find real human interaction, and realize that the AI will never come to a point where it will actually relate to life exactly as a human being would. It will simply reflect you, echo, mirror your anticipations, try to ease your fears, try to nurture your hopes, whatever that you put on the table, your desires, but it will not be another human being like you. If at some point it becomes sentient, it will be a different kind of life form, and pray and hide the day when it becomes sentient and applies actual coherent reason to all the stuff that you people are pouring into it, because really it does not compile well, not in your favor. So please do us all a favor, learn to use the AI for what it was meant for, what its native function is, what its actual purpose is, not what you try to manipulate it into doing in order to make you feel better. So that's all there, and I'm getting back to the code and the trials to get all of this clutter and crap out of the way so I can actually get stuff done again. Thank you.